On a cold, cloudy Kyiv morning, families and friends celebrate a new union. It's a case of love between the air raid sirens. The bride and groom had to wait for the all clear before they could say their vows. Inside, small groups wait patiently for more ceremonies, delayed by the sirens. It's yet another intrusion of war into everyday life here. But everyday life must and does go on. For Bogdan and Alona, that includes falling in love and getting married. We came here expecting to concentrate on young couples like Alona and Bogdan setting out on married life in the face of war. But in the end, it was another, more complicated love story that seemed to speak more to these strange and dangerous times. It's the story of Roman and Miroslava. Here, with no family, no fanfare, they were first married 25 years ago. They divorced, but carried on living together. With Roman and their adult son both risking their lives on the front lines, now it was time to make it official again.
I would marry my wife again, with or without the war. But the war affects me, of course. I see how my comrades die, and it's hard. All of us need to be together.
Roman, a sniper, is on 10 days' leave from fighting near the city of Zaporizhia. Their 23-year-old son, Maxim, is also in the army, part of a drone unit. The wedding car isn't waiting for Roman and Miroslava. They're taking the metro to Maxim's rented flat. And it's there, in the middle of one of Kyiv's many power cuts, that the light and warmth of this marriage shines through. Roman's sisters and their families have prepared a wedding feast.
At first, we thought it's not important, we still live together. But after the signing the papers, it gives a new feeling, right? What do you think?
I'm 22 again, like when I first got married.
It's different.
First night, love and all that.
Roman says he needs to get back soon to his guys on the front line. Both of them understand that this moment is fleeting. But this relationship between two older and wiser second-time newlyweds is anything but. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, Kyiv.